There are so many species that exist on Earth today, and undiscovered species could be so numerous that there is no precise answer. While species are becoming extinct, more are being discovered. But how can new species form? There are actually many different ways that new species can form, and here they are. New species can form by divergent evolution, which is a process in which the descendants of a single ancestor diversify as generations go on. An example of divergent evolution is polar bears and grizzly bears. The polar bears came from the same ancestor as a grizzly bear, and the polar bears adapted to the snow by getting white fur, and the grizzly bears adapted to the forest by getting brown fur. Artificial selection is when a human chooses two animals to mate, either to keep the next generation thoroughbred or to mix the animal. Such as a mix would be a Labrador and a poodle, mix would be a Labradoodle. And you can breed thoroughbred horses for racing and shows and all that stuff. Geographic isolation is the physical separation of members of a population, therefore causing changes in each subpopulation, making the subpopulations incompatible to mate with each other.
Allopatric speciation happens when species arise as a result of geographic isolation. Allopatric means different homelands. Allopatric speciation is more likely to occur in small populations because a smaller gene pool will be changed more significantly by genetic drift and natural selection. Reproductive isolation is when an organism can become genetically isolated without being geographically isolated. The two general types of reproductive isolation are prezygotic isolation, which occurs before fertilization, and postzygotic isolation, which occurs after fertilization. Sympatric speciation occurs when two subpopulations become reproductively isolated. For example, a population of fish might live in a certain temperature of water. If some of the fish from this population begin to live in a different temperature of water, they might no longer interbreed with the original population. The population will be able to evolve independently and could one day become two different species. Now that you know the different ways that new species can form, just imagine how many undiscovered species there are.